Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
There is a tie for third place, like to the 10th, to the 100th.
Ooh.
13.966. I don't know what to do.
Do they have a bar off?
I don't know what it comes down to.
Why are you looking at me like that? Well, how else would you do it, Amy? Amy's laughing at me.
I don't know. I just see the worst in everything.
They should swing. They should have them both on the high bar
at the same time.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric in for Vince. Also here is Amy Taylor.
So I'm in for you.
Amy Taylor too.
In for Eric Bilstad is yeah. Amy Taylor too.
Yeah. Debbie Lazaga is here. Greg Pancake Hill's handling sports for us today. Always appreciate Pancake. And Adam Roberts is keeping the newsroom on par and on the pulse of everything that's happening. One of the stories that we're following very closely that we might even see some news on this today here locally is the Devontae Mitchell story. You may remember this name. Mitchell is the man who was killed, essentially, after an incident at the Hyatt downtown here, the Hyatt Regency Hotel. 43 years old. He died outside the hotel in June. A Hyatt security guard and other folks at the hotel had pushed him out, beaten on him, pulled him out of the hotel after a disturbance inside.
So my understanding was he went into the hotel, mm-hmm. the Hyatt, and that he apparently was acting in such a way that it was making
causing a disturbance
in the restroom,
yes.
and that people were screaming, women were screaming, and that like the security guards pulled him out. You can see in the footage they're dragging him out by his arms, right, and mm-hmm. they get him out in front of the turnaround, like the car would have porte-cochet or whatever.
Yep.
And then you see how many people, Eric, like five?
Yeah. It's,
something
I mean,
like that?
A group at different times is more than others. But yeah, there and this is after he is seen backing away, his arms up, palms out at one point, asking for help, says the lawyers.
And then he appears to be face down with knees on his back.
So the issue now will be what the Emmy's report that was released on Friday, the medical examiner's report, would indicate for the potential for charges, if charges were to be filed in this case. So the DA's got to make that decision, and you would assume it's coming sooner than later. There have been demonstrations, protests. Now, the medical examiner ruled that he died from asphyxia and the toxic effects of cocaine and meth in his system. Now, one would argue, whether or not there is cocaine in his system, does that matter in this case? What the Emmy is doing is just laying out all the details. The Emmy is not making any decision on whether or not charges should be filed. What the medical examiner's office is doing is just saying, hey, here's what we got.
And they have a lot of video. Apparently, there's like five clips of this whole thing going down.
Yeah.
And it really is giving a lot of echo back to the George Floyd incident. You have another young black male, 43 years old, in this case, under the influence of narcotics, mm-hmm. and they're having trouble restraining him, but whatever the methods that were used resulted in his death.
And the biggest difference is that this wasn't police officers. The Milwaukee
right. These are
police were not involved.
These are security
yes.
guards.
Hired
These
security
guards. That is a huge difference.
Who
hired security.
And the hotel has fired four of them already. I would imagine that we'll have more details on potential charges at some point this week, if not even sooner than that. It's 7:16. We got sports in 1 minute.
Now time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Going, quote, through it right now. That's the consensus among the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Take it to yesterday. Brewers down 1-0 in the sixth, and the Nationals in D.C. Bases are loaded for not the Brewers. And
Milner's pitch. And this is lined into left. Coming in is Cheerio. Diving attempt. It gets under his glove. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. And the Nats are off to the races. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes the third run to the plate, and the throw is offline. And James Wood, with a bases clearing triple, has given The Nationals, a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, Chirio kind of tried to sell out for the catch. Don't blame him. Neither does Pat Murphy.
He made the decision to die for it. I'm happy that he did. That's the aggressive play that, you know, we would have been disappointed if he didn't, you know. So the fact that it got by him and all that, it's all part of his youth. But, you know, I got no qualms with it.
Yeah, Bruce followed the Nationals 4-3. They have a 5.5 game lead on St. Louis for the lead in the division. They're off today. They play again tomorrow in Atlanta.
A couple of questions I want to throw at Dom at 7:45. Dom Catronio is our guest today. Is one, should he have taken Tobias Myers out?
Yeah, that's the other storyline.
Like, should that have happened? And two, should we really be banging the pots and pans? Like, is this... we need him to make us feel better. We need him to tell us one thing as to why we shouldn't be concerned at the
moment. Then I will avoid the bite that I had queued up for that of Dom Catronio that will not make you feel better. So let's avoid
no,
that.
Maybe you should play
well,
it.
No. So the part is, like, again, one of my pet peeves of sports is this happens every year. Bruce do this every year.
Okay,
but like, actually might be the case.
Exactly this weekend last year when the Brewers lost a weekend series to the Nats and had been swept by the Braves leading into this. A 1-5 road trip the exact same week a season ago. It knocked them out of first place.
Okay, so...
Come on, stop it.
Yeah, I didn't agree. You know what? Dom will make us feel better at 7:45. Ugh, an Olympics check-in. All right, 71 medals altogether, 19 golds and counting.
Okay.
Do we do the women's...
Oh, well, so we should mention, so like this is happening as we speak. There are apparatuses.
Ooh, yes, well indeed, there are apparatuses.
That are being utilized right now in gymnastics for some big events, including some big, big names. And it's happening right now, and you're about to share
something. And
I'm
about to share it right
so
now, the results
everybody.
Of the
I
Olympics.
I love how you say it.
Simone Biles,
there,
the
that's
apparatus.
Her name.
Simone Biles, that is the one. She participated in the balance beam competition, and she did not medal. Neither did Suni Lee either. Not last note, more chances to see Simone Biles. She has the floor routine, that finals, that starts just before 7:30 this morning.
She'll crush that.
I have to. She'll crush. She has to, right? That's kind of like the finale, if you will. Now, we have to bring this up because right now, men's high bar is going on right now. There is a tie for third place, like to the 10th, to the 100th.
Ooh.
13.966. I don't know what to do.
Do they have a bar off?
I don't know what it comes down to.
Why are you looking at me like that? Well, how else would you do it, Amy? Amy's laughing at me.
I don't know. I just see the worst in everything.
They should swing. They should have them both on the high bar
at the same time.
That would be fun.
So beyond that chaos that we just suggested, we'll keep you posted because I don't know what happens here. Literally two tie exactly the same scores down to the decimal point.
They both get a medal. That's my prediction. Both get a bronze.
I'm just objecting to the fact that they call those Olympians the Golden Girls. I find that so...
No, but she wanted... That's
she likes
Simone
it?
Simone dubbed that.
Yeah, that was her nickname.
Okay.
She gave her...
Because they're older.
Thanks
they're
for informing me. Because I feel like that's a sort of like... okay, as long as she's embracing it.
Yeah.
I just see like Maude in it. I'm going to go on. Let's know. You think you're going to the break? You're not.
All right, because we didn't do pole vaulting yet.
Okay.
Amy's favorite story.
I can't wait for that story.
Yeah. Gotta get to it. Big week ahead.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
This is when we look at the week ahead, Amy Taylor. What's going to be in your news feed? What's going to be in the timeline? What's going to be on television, online, or right here on the radio?
For mine, it's the VP race. The VP pick.
Yes, ma'am. So we would expect, perhaps, potentially... a running mate named as soon as today by Kamala Harris. She is going to become the Democratic nominee officially today. They're going to do a virtual vote that should wrap up today. So then she'll become the nominee. She's expected to name her running mate as soon as today, if not tomorrow. She's going to be in Pennsylvania at Philadelphia tomorrow. So it's possible it could be the Pennsylvania governor. Could be an Arizona governor.
And the Pennsylvania would give them such an advantage being a swing state. It would could potentially lock up the electoral votes, which has been a real problem in the past for the Democrats.
Harris will be in Eau Claire on Wednesday. There's an MU Law School poll out on Wednesday as well. So new details on Wednesday. Northridge Mall in the news today. They're going to hold a town hall at Vinson High School tonight about what's going to happen once they finally take down
Can we just say that needs to happen? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it will.
28 years or something.
So, new details tonight on that. That'll be, of course, in your timeline.
So exciting that it's going to wind up, right?
Hurricane Debbie hits Florida today. It sounds like she's just making landfall, so we'll pay attention to the storm there. Later this week, well, we should learn more details from Katrina Bauer. She's going to be in court. She's the mother of Elijah Vu, the three-year-old who's been missing since February. That's up in Manitowoc in the Two Rivers area. Bauer and her boyfriend both in custody. Neither facing charges, though, for his disappearance. Again, he's been missing since February. Later this week, President Nixon resigned from office 50 years ago on Friday. How about that? That's going to be discussed, of course, because we're in an election cycle that has had indictments and everything as well.
And convictions.
And convictions as well. So that'll be brought up. You'll hear about that. This weekend.
Boat race.
Well, it's more than just a boat race. You could say that it's
Boat races.
Yes.
Wait, what?
The Midwest Racing Challenge returns to Sheboygan's lakefront this weekend. We might have to go.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
There's several boats. There are several boat races.
Are these like cigarette boats? Like the real big, yeah, you know, big engines, fast?
Yes, but I don't know if they're necessarily considered the cigarette ones, but yes.
But they're like the big, the really loud, really fast.
At the movies.
If the legends were true,
I'm the only one who can open the vault.
Ooh, Borderlands, the latest video game franchise to be spun into a feature film. This one includes Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black. So what I've learned about this movie, though, is that by watching the trailer, it's basically Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's giving repeat.
Yes, they're going after that template. They have the same kind of music.
Take the video game and make the adventure.
It's basically
and make it a movie.
So that's coming out this weekend. We'll see how it does. That is your week ahead. News about your money, and it's been a rough one overseas. The markets overseas have just been catastrophic, if that's a word. We'll go with it.
Or catastrophic.
Catastrophic, thank you. Especially in the Nikkei. The Nikkei dropping more than 12%. The stock index there in Japan dropping. European markets also opening lower. The U.S. futures fell more than 2%. So an hour from now, we'll see how it looks on Wall Street when things open up. Nikkei decline was the worst since October of 1987. Why? Well, it's because of what happened on Friday. Worries of the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to tame inflation. Of course, we had a U.S. employer blowing on their latest hiring as well. So the Nikkei reacting to that. We'll see how it looks the rest of the day coming up. It's 7:30. We've got your headlines next. Dom Catronio joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45. We need a reason for hope, and maybe we need to hear what we need to be concerned about with this what seems to be a scuffling Brewers team. Again, 7:45 for Brewers 360. So we're keeping our eye on the situation here with Hurricane Debbie. So, Amy, Debbie has now reached landfall. So this is northern Florida. So this is on the Gulf Coast side, right on the bend there. So north of Fort Myers. I mean, I think it can go south as Fort Myers, but it's really just right there, like right in the armpit.
And it's going to sit there.
Yeah, and then it's not going to move.
Which is the problem.
Right, and that's one of their biggest concerns is just how much rain this thing is going to drop.
As it rotates through Florida, makes its way into Georgia tomorrow, Wednesday, it pulls offshore. Thursday, it is still offshore, and then making potentially a second landfall as we head into our Friday here. So it is going to be a long-duration event.
That's Stephanie Abrams with the Weather Channel. So not only a long-duration event, but it's just going to be dumping just catastrophic amounts of rain in this
area. And still people think they can go out in these things. And with their cars and you know, the flooding issue and getting stranded in the water. And then, you know, we've seen it before.
You never had to do that, did you?
I have covered flooding. I covered the flooding of the Mississippi River in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Did you walk out there with like the boots and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I can say it probably wasn't my favorite endeavor. I mean, it's actually really tragic. Yeah. Floods are really awful. They're they're super hard on people because, you know, they lose all of their items and it's this drain. And when is it going to happen? When is it going to get better?
Right.
People can really lose hope in the situation. Yeah.
So they are concerned about this specifically because of the heavy rain and the flooding. It's more of a rain event than it is a wind event, this specific hurricane. Keeping our eye on that situation in Florida at 7:40. This portion of the show is brought to you by Steinhoffels. You can visit them at steinhoffels.com. Amy Taylor in for Vince Vetrano. So, a Bankrate survey is reporting that credit card delinquency is at its highest point since 2011. Americans owe 45% more now on their credit cards than they did in early 2021.
Does anybody ever, I mean, paying with cash is so weird. So isn't it just like a credit card is just part of your DNA? My kids don't know any better. They don't,
right.
they look at a dollar bill like it's bizarre.
Right. Don't even know how to carry it, really.
It's probably a huge problem in and of itself.
Well, it did help. This is what the pandemic did, though. The pandemic, a lot of people paid off at least some of their debt during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was such a good time in that regard, wasn't it?
It's a silver lining of the pandemic.
Right, we're talking silver linings.
So because of that, you know, now people are going out more and doing more things. Plus, things cost a little more now than they did before.
Yes,
so
they do.
You have people going on vacations. You have people buying things again, doing stuff. So I guess you could kind of anticipate that this would happen, that it would swing this much the other way.
I mean, it's just, it's so shocking to think about our parents. I mean, that it was like an offense to have a credit card balance, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's like a criminal offense.
And you never paid groceries with a credit card bill way back in the day, did you?
I mean, isn't that the way we all ride now? I mean, mostly,
absolutely.
Right? And you're like, I'm getting points. I'm getting points that I'm never going to use.
At issue right. Now is that some will say that, well, you got 42% of us who say we do not have a plan to pay off our debt. Like, it's not even enough.
That's crazy. Right, like, it's not even a thought that they, that you
should
be. I
mean, our plan is not to pay it off.
Right, basically. Isn't that our plan?
Yeah.
Our plan is not to do it, which is just insane to me because it's not what we were taught about fiscal responsibility.
Right. Okay, Brewers fans, are you freaking out yet? Should we freak out? We'll ask Dom Catronio next for Brewers 360. 1 minute.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Off day for the Brewers today after falling to the Nationals, losing the series, the story yesterday, 4-3 the final. Up next, the Braves starting Tuesday night. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us is the host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. All right, Dom, here's what we need. We need something to feel better about. So if you could, I'd like to ask you one reason why Brewers fans shouldn't be freaked out, and maybe one reason why we should.
Number one reason why you shouldn't be freaked out is at this time last year, you weren't even in first place. The exact same week where you had Braves and Nationals, the Brewers had a 1-5 trip. They got knocked out of first place. They even got swept by the Dodgers later in August and still bounced back to be in first place. You're still in first place right now, okay? So the Brewers, you could certainly say they're not playing to their potential, but they're still in first place. Now, the reason to freak out is the uncertainty with Christian Yelich, the uncertainty with some of the slumps that guys like Joey Ortiz and Bryce Turang are in right now, and the injuries to the bullpen. So there's certainly cause for concern, but it is August 5th. These are what we call the dog days in baseball season. It is so hard to get up and go in August when you've been in first place all year long. You've had a target on your back all year long. And quite frankly, starting tomorrow night, the schedule does not let up. 11 of the last 16 series for the Brewers are against contending teams.
What do you make of that decision to yank Myers yesterday? So Sunday afternoon, he had gone through the lineup twice. He had only had, 64 pitches, and they pull him, and it didn't work out.
I was personally not a fan of it, and Pat Murphy gave his reason, saying, you know, didn't want him to go a third time through against the lineup. Knowing they had an off day today, they had a totally fresh bullpen ready to go. And given yesterday's loss, they also had a fresh bullpen. They only used two arms yesterday, or I should say on Saturday. And they were feeling, you know, it was a hot, muggy day in D.C., and they didn't want him to drain all of his energy at that point. But to that, I say, look, Tobias Myers, has arguably been your best pitcher on the team since June 1st. And you're down 1-0. I trust him to keep it 1-0. And if he doesn't keep it 1-0, you know what? Score more runs. So it wasn't Tobias Meyer's fault, in my opinion. I would have kept him in. But this is why managing is hard. And you had to make that decision. And Hobie Milner had some buzzard's luck. Jackson Churio had a gamble that I was all for, diving for a ball that, you know, if he doesn't catch it, a run still scores, and it's the same situation in the next batter, or if he makes the catch, there's two outs and only one run scores. So I was totally fine with the gamble by Churio. I just really would have left Tobias Meyer in there.
Brewers look to right the ship tomorrow night against the Braves. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Dom Catronio for Brewers 360. It's 749. Tausch is next.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. So Amy Taylor is here in for Vince. And there is an Olympic story that's not getting quite the attention, at least not on the networks.
Well, suddenly I'm following pole vaulting like I've never followed it before.
All right. Now, explain to Tausch, if you would, well, this pole vaulting conspiracy or controversy.
There's a French pole vaulter, Anthony Amorati, and he was pursuing Olympic gold on Saturday, but apparently he got quite the consolation prize. He actually failed to clear the pole by the narrowest of margins, and apparently his... Well, he has sort of, I mean, how do we put it? The biggest baguette in France. And
wow.
No, I'm quoting an article in Us Magazine, just to be clear.
Okay.
Galbraith. He apparently caught himself on the pole vault. And have you ever seen this happen before?
No, I have not. And I get the vibes of like seventh grade health class right now when we're discussing things and we're saying everything but what we're saying. So it's fun that we're all like, you know, middle aged and, you know, professionals. But yes, I did see this story and it begged the question because I think, you know, from a male's perspective, would you rather get if it's a gold medal and you don't have that hype, or if you have the bronze medal, or do you give that up for being, I guess, labeled or known as being a big baguette? What would you rather end up having if you're that athlete?
Well, right. And now, is this something that men actually think, you know, I think right now I said to my husband, I was like, oh, my God, did you hear about this guy? And that he, you know, he had this incident with his, you know, vaulting on the wrong pole and, you know.
Wow, here we go.
And he said, well, oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's only his Olympic dream, you know.
Oh, so your husband was
felt sorry for him. He said, well, his Olympic dream died. And so that's.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question is that, you know, how that all shakes out and guys want to win. Like, I think in the most for all.
But isn't
of the,
he winning? No, Tausch, isn't he?
Well,
already
that's
winning?
The question. What are you most interested in winning in? Is it, you know, from a off the course perspective? I'm guessing he's going to have a lot more suitors from the female perspective than he would have if he had just won a gold medal. Now, if you're going to have it all, I mean, what everybody always wants is everything.
Well, this is
not
just...
many people get everything. So had he been able to, you know, fault on one of them and then still win the gold medal and everybody still knows all about baguettes, all of a sudden this guy's, you know, feeling really high. But I think in the long run, the consolation prize and being known for this isn't going to be the worst thing for him personally than maybe some other people that fell short and didn't get a medal either.
I think it's so embarrassing that it all unfolded in slow motion, and the commentators were just left like flat-footed with what to say exactly. In hindsight, we can make all these jokes, but I think you're right that this is, you know, it's not exactly all bad for this guy.
Yeah, the world wouldn't have known this guy had he won the gold.
Right?
No, I'm guessing, like, whatever the dating sites and whatever it would be, I'm guessing Facebook, everything else. I still don't know this dude's name, but I know.
Right, like, what's his name again? Anthony Amorati. Yeah, Anthony Amorati.
Anthony, I bet Anthony Amorati's dating profile is going to be strong to very strong moving forward, even though he didn't win the gold medal, where I think in most cases, you know, you go to the Olympics hoping for a gold medal and then all of the fruits that come from that. I think he's going to get a lot of fruit from what just transpired over the last, you know, 48 hours.
All right.
I can go on. I think maybe it's a good time to wrap this conversation up because it could go off the rails.
I feel like we delicately handled this about as well as we could have for not being in fifth and sixth grade health class.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, Taj.
Yeah.
Taj is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When we're in a lover's clinch, she gets out.